Why the long face, Tony?
Oh, I got some bad news today.
What happened?
Well, you know my job at the design studio?
Yes.
Well...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Today, the boss called me into his office and told me they had to lay me off. That means, as of April 30th, I'm out of work.
Oh.
No more job.
Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry. You said you really liked working there, too.
Yeah, well, it's not all bad news. The boss told me there's still a small chance that the company would call me back in the summer if the work picked up. You never know what'll happen. They may need me then.
This is so sudden, isn't it?
Well, not really. See, the boss also explained that two other employees had already been laid off. I had a feeling I might be the next one in line. You know, I've only been working there 10 months, so I don't have any seniority. If they're going to lay someone off, it's always going to be the newer employees first.
What are you going to do?
Like I said, I've still got a job until the end of the month. Starting in May, I plan to send out resumes and go on some interviews. Depending on the outcome of the interviews, I may be...
I got some incredible news over the weekend.
Yeah? What happened, Nicole?
Well, my sister is finally getting married.
Really? Well, that is exciting. How long have they been seeing each other?
Oh, I mean, it's been over 4 years since they met. My mother has always said that they would get married someday, but no one expected it to happen now. And you know what? The funny part is how it happened.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, listen. My sister told me that they were eating at this fancy restaurant, and while they were reading over the menu, listening to some classical music?
Let me guess. He pulled out a ring and asked her to marry him.
No, smarty. The other way around. She asked him. She said she got right down on one knee and proposed.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he was pretty surprised, I think. But of course, he immediately said yes. Listen, they're planning a wedding for the fall.
Well, that is great news. Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be very happy together.
Yeah. Now I have to start thinking about the wedding. She asked me if I would be a bridesmaid in the wedding. So, you know, I have to buy a dress, and then I have to go.
Ah, yes, the wonders of technology. Technology is supposed to make our lives easier, right? Wrong. I mean, come on, folks. The remote control? Control? What control? First of all, the buttons are too small. I mean, who can read anything? Second of all, what are all those buttons for? Give me a break. I want the volume up, I press a button, and the channel changes. Great! I try to change the channel, and the volume changes. Oh. And we don't just have one remote control, do we? No. We've got the one for the TV, the one for the cable, the DVD player, the stereo, yikes! And now, one for the DVR. You know, the digital video recorder. Only I can never get it to record anything. That brings me back to the DVD player. I guess it doesn't like the taste of those silver DVD discs because it keeps spitting them out when I put them in. I keep getting new ones from the movie rental store, hoping that I can find one that tastes good to it. So, I've got everything hooked up to the computer now, right? I thought, great, this will solve all my problems. I've got my internet, I've got TV and movies, I listen to music. Great, great, great! Give me more technology. Yes, okay, okay. So now I've got a positive attitude. I couldn't work anything before, but hey, with the computer, I'm finally able to do it all. Control everything with one small touch of a button. I am the master of my domain. Yeah, right. It's worse. And I'm going nuts now. And the computer keeps asking me things like, Dave, do you want to revert to the file that is already opened? What? I just want to watch a movie. I have no idea what it's asking me. It does not speak any language that I understand.
Welcome to this week's program, Do Men Have It Easy?, where we'll take a look at the roles and responsibilities of men and women in families. First, thanks to all of you who responded to our survey. John?
Thanks, Jennifer. Later on in the program, we'll be taking your phone calls and talking to Dr. Walters, a family psychologist, who will answer your questions. And now for the results of the survey. Jennifer?
Well, in response to the first question, who is the messiest person in the house? The answer was boys. 92% of you said that your sons or brothers don't help much around the house. They don't pick up their things, don't hang up their clothes, and leave their clothes lying around.
Interesting. And what about the second question, Jennifer? That was, who does most of the work in the kitchen?
Well, 84% of you answered women. Many of you also explained that the boys and men usually take out the garbage. The girls and women tend to cook, do the dishes, and clean up.
And what about the groceries, Jennifer?
Well, according to our results, boys and girls usually put the groceries away.
That's surprising. So what else do the women do?
Ah, well, that's our next question. Who worries most about expenses? In the majority of homes, it seems that women worry most about household expenses. One young man wrote to us saying, "My mother always nags me and my sister. She tells us to get off the phone, to stop spending so long on the computer, to turn off the TV. Well, everything, really. I always thought she just liked to nag, but maybe she's really worried about money." I think that's probably true, don't you, John?
Yes, very interesting. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Walters.
Hello?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Annie.
So, how was the first day working at the advertising agency?
Actually, it was really interesting.
Really? What happened?
Well, our agency was just hired by a new client. It's a cell phone company, and they want to change their whole image. It's a huge project, so my boss is putting together a team of people to work on the project. The first thing we did was a test to see what sort of team role we're best at.
I guess he needs a lot of creative people for the project. People who are really innovative.
Well, not only creative people. Apparently, the most effective teams are a mixture of 5 different personality types. They call them STEAM teams.
Really? STEAM, like STEAM? What are the 5 types? What does STEAM stand for?
Well, as you said, you need somebody who's able to solve problems creatively. That person is called the solver, which is the S in STEAM.
Right.
Then you need a team manager, somebody good at organizing everybody and very patient. It's not the most exciting role, but very important. The team manager is the T.
I see.
Then you need somebody really resourceful and willing to explore all the possible alternatives. That's the E, the explorer.
Okay. What does the A stand for?
The analyst. That's someone really good at analyzing situations and who is also very disciplined.
And the M? What does the M stand for?
The motivator. That's someone really enthusiastic and passionate. Someone who motivates the rest of the team. Someone really energetic.
So, which one are you?
Guess. You know me.
No, I don't want to guess.
Come on, guess.
Okay. Well, I think you're very responsible and sensible. You're very calm. I think you're probably a team manager. Am I right?
No, I'm a motivator. Anyway, I'll tell you more later. I've got to go right now and finish that project that I was.
What were people like 5,000 years ago? Usually, we learn about people by looking at old objects, ancient objects, things such as tools, clothing, and even the bodies of people who lived then. We find these things buried in the ground. Sometimes they are buried for thousands of years. We can learn quite a bit from these objects. What can we learn? What can we learn from looking at these old objects? Well, we can learn where the people lived. We can learn what they did. We can learn what materials and tools they used. We can learn how they lived. For example, we know that in Europe, people lived in small towns. We know that most of the early people in Europe were farmers. They grew food, such as wheat, and they raised animals, such as sheep, cows, and pigs. We know that people made tools from different materials, such as stone or metal. Metal is actually a new material. People started using it only about 5,000 years ago. At that time, of course, metal was very new, and so most people didn't have metal tools. Most people were still using stone tools. But some of them had started using metal tools. So, that's what we have learned about people who lived 5,000 years ago. Now, in 1991, there was a very important discovery. Something very important was found. In 1991, the body of a man was found buried in the ice in the mountains of Europe. This man had been frozen in the ice for 5,000 years. We called him the Iceman. In picture one, you can see what the Iceman looked like when he was found. You can see that because his body was frozen. It was preserved. It didn't change very much. If you look at his body, it looks like he was asleep when he died. Probably he was walking and got cold and tired, so he lay down and went to sleep. He died in his sleep, and the ice and snow covered his body. So you can see that the Iceman's body was preserved very well, and his clothing and tools were also preserved. They didn't change very much either. Because the Iceman's body and the objects found with him were all well preserved, studying the Iceman can give us more important information about life 5,000 years ago.